present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. You know, guys and dolls, it's funny the way things works out sometimes, ain't it? Like the time me and Red fixed things up for old Daisy. Yeah, that was quite a business. Now, old Daisy's a sweet old doll. She's probably around 60 in the shade. She earns herself a living selling flowers. Now, if you think selling flowers in New York is easy, you can forget it. Everybody is in such a rush getting somewheres where they will be kept waiting for half an hour. They doesn't have time to think about things like flowers. But Daisy's got her regulars. Guys and dolls who buys a posy from her every day or every 2 days, you know. Anyway, like I says, she manages to make ends meet, even if it is somewheres near the middle. Me and Red usually passes the time of the day with the old doll on account of the fact she has her little stall just near our rank. And it is one of these days when she tells us about the spot she's in.
Well, the trouble is my daughter is coming home.
So, that's a reason to be sad?
No, that's a reason to be happy. Except that now I have to explain how I'm living in a cold water flat 2 flights up to the rear.
Why should you have to explain that?
Well, that's a long story. Why should I bother you guys with it?
Why not?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe you guys can come up with an answer. You see, my daughter Rosie went over to Europe 15 years ago.
And you ain't seen her since?
No, don't interrupt. Now, at the time I was married to my late husband, and he was doing all right, or so I thought. We was living in a nice house, nothing too fancy, but homely, you know. And we didn't go short on nothing. I mean, we could afford to send Rosie over to Europe and all, you know. Well, comes a day when my old man throws in his chips. What do you know? He didn't lay me a brass nickel. No, sir. His cook partner took the whole bang shoot. So that's how I come to start selling flowers.
And you didn't tell Rosie?
Listen, a dam's got a pride, ain't she? I didn't want a thing and she had to rush back here and help support me.
So, when she gets back, she'll find things ain't so kosher as she thought. So she thought when her old man died, he left you with enough moolah. So she'll find out different. That ain't the end of the world.
No, it ain't. And my Rosie ain't one who sets too much store by those sort of things. No, it ain't her I'm worrying about. It's her husband.
Oh, she's married.
You know any other way to get a husband? She's married this guy about 5 years ago. He's a French count.
You mean like un deux trois?
What's that?
That's how you count in French.
You live with this guy?
Yeah.
Must get a bit rough around evening. Anyways, a French count is like a nobleman, you know, the Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh, that kind of count.
Yeah. And she's told him that her old lady's pretty well off. In fact, I reckon, judging by her letters, that she's given him the idea that we's the sort of folks whose ancestors came over on a Mayflower. Now, you see my problem?
Yeah, I see your problem, yeah. You gotta learn French in such a hurry.
Take no notice, Daisy. He don't wake up till around lunchtime.
You see, after a couple of days, maybe, when I get to know the guy, I could explain things. I mean, I ain't ashamed for myself. It's just I don't want to shame Rosie, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got your problem. You need like a front for a couple of days. And then when things is a bit easier, when you know this son-in-law a bit better, well, then you break the news.
That's it. I mean, you must be a right guy, otherwise my Rosie wouldn't have married him.
Say, if she's married to a count, she must be a county, huh?
S. S.
Scounty?
Oh, forget it.
Okay. Say, why not move into a swank hotel for a couple of days, you know?
On account of I ain't got that kind of bread.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we better be getting back to the cab. See you later, Daisy. And if we comes up with something, we'll let you know.
Well, I didn't come up with nothing, and the day's work got started. I gets a fare, and I'm off the other side of town. Red gets a fare, too. This guy lives in one of them swank brownstones overlooking Central Park. He's on his way to the airport.
The airport, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You catching a plane or meeting somebody?
No, I'm catching a plane. I'm off over to England for a couple of weeks. Business, you know.
Gee, what sort of business are you in that you hops across to England just like that?
Well, I have my own import-export business.
You do? That's great.
Mm-hmm.
What's an import-export?
No. I import things, goods, from Britain, and I export American goods there.
Oh, I get it, yeah. What sort of things?
Well, Scottish tweed is very popular over here. I represent a couple of mills over there, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Gee, I reckon I'd like to go over to England one day. The only trouble is I don't think I'd understand the language.
They speak the same language as we do, English.
It might start out the same, but it don't end up that way. I mean, like they goes around saying, the rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain. I knows. I went to an electrocution teacher once.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Them Limeys, they don't speak English right. No wonder the Pilgrim Fathers left there in the Mayflower and sold in the States. I reckon one reason was because they couldn't understand what them Limeys was talking about.
I'm afraid I didn't leave much time. My plane leaves at 11:30.
Jeepers, that's 15 minutes' time. Why don't you say so?
Well, I didn't realize you were going to drive so slow. I think perhaps you'd better ignore the speed limit. If you get stopped for any tickets, I'll pay.
Okay, mister. Hang on to your girdle. There you are. 7 minutes to go.
Thank you. Here you are, and thanks for getting me here on time.
Gee, thanks, mister. What do you know? A sawbuck. Now, oh, that's what I calls a gentleman. $20 for a $2 ride.
Me, I am turning over in my noodle how we can help out the old dame, you know, Daisy. And no matter how hard I thinks, nothing comes up that is any use. I mean, how is she gonna fool her daughter and her son-in-law so that she ain't on the outers? Because she is. Yeah. I mean, it's going to need clothes and all that stuff. Not to mention where she's going to be living. Well, I am sitting on the rank in my hack, thinking this over in my mind, when Myrtle comes through on the blower to say good morning. So I tells her the whole story. I mean, you never knows. Maybe she can come up with something.
Gee, that's tough.
Yeah, but what's the answer?
Fetch me.
Anytime, honey, anytime.
Chuck Edwards, you've got a one-track mind.
Yeah, great, ain't it?
Well, I'll bust you later if I think of something.
Bye, honey. Yeah, how to help the old dame.
Hey, Chuck, I just got a cable. My daughter can't come.
You mean she ain't coming over to the States?
That's right. She's been taken sick. Oh, nothing serious. But a doc over there says she mustn't travel.
Well, that solves your problem, don't it?
Solves it. It makes it worse.
Yeah, how come?
Well, she ain't coming, but her husband is, on his own. So now I'll have a strange son-in-law to deal with and no daughter to kind of make things easier.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Now, you really has a problem. Hey, but how come he's coming over if his wife ain't?
Well, it seems like they thought that since the seat was booked, he might as well come over anyhow, since we ain't never met.
Yeah, I got it. You can't very well put him up, huh?
No, not really. Then he'll think I don't want to see him, which ain't true. I does want to meet him. I mean, from what Rosie says in the letters, he's some decent guy.
Yeah. Well, like I says, you has a problem.
Hi, Chuck. Hi, Daisy. Say, look what this guy left in my cab.
Huh? Bunch of keys.
Yeah.
Well, you picked him up at the house, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, then, Musclehead, all you has to do is to take him back to the house.
Yeah, but he's caught the plane to England or some other place in London.
Well, that don't stop you going to the house, does it? There's got to be somebody there. Turn to one.
Yeah, I suppose so. Big house like that.
Where is the house?
Oh, one of them mansions overlooking the park. You know, three stories, old brownstones. Old-fashioned.
Oh, yeah, I knows. Well, you take it from me. A guy wouldn't go away and leave a house like that with nobody in it. All you gotta do is take the keys there.
Yeah, you're right. I'll do it right away. You wanna come along?
Yeah, okay. Things are slack, all right, with you. See you later, Daisy.
Yeah, sure.
As the spade said to the potato, see you now, dig you later.
Well, we screeches round to the house. And believe you me, Miss Weston, Red was right. This was some mansion. Even the carvings had carvings. Well, we gets out of the cab and rings the bell. Nothing happens. So we rings again. Still nothing.
Nobody to home?
There's gotta be. A joint like this must have an army of servants. There's gotta be somebody.
Okay, I'll ring again. Listen, I'm telling you, the joint is empty.
Say, you know something? You could be right. I mean, if there was people here, like servants and that, why would he take the keys with him?
Yeah, that's right. He must have locked up and taken the key so he can get back in when he gets back, huh?
Could be. Yeah, well, since nobody answers the door, how's about looking around inside?
Chuck, I am surprised at you. That is breaking and entering.
Who's breaking?
Well, it's entering.
Since when he's entering a crime?
What do we say if some cop sees us and asks us what we're doing?
We tells him the truth is all. We tell him that this guy has gone to England, he leaves the keys in your cab, and we has rung and rung till we is blowing the bell trying to raise somebody, and there ain't nobody here. And that we're going to look for some address where the guy is staying in England so we can forward the keys to him there.
Is that what we're going to do?
That's what we're going to do. Otherwise, how would the guy get into the house when he comes back if he ain't got no keys?
Yeah, that's right. I'll open the door.
And he did. Well, I want to tell you guys and dolls that I ain't never seen a joint like that outside of a Hollywood movie.
The entrance hall was about the size of Madison Square Garden, with paintings and statues and all kinds of stuff. We called out, but there didn't seem to be nobody to home.
Gee, Chuck, will you look at that? You could see 30 people at that table.
Look at them paintings and the paneling. This dump is a palace, I want to tell you.
I wonder if the other rooms is all the same.
Sure, the Barnaby. This guy must have given his servants a holiday while he was away.
Hey.
Is you thinking what I'm thinking?
I don't know. I'm thinking I wouldn't mind being a servant in a joint like this.
Nah, you big lug. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking this is just the front that Daisy needs for a couple of days to impress her French count son-in-law. Yeah, guys and dolls, it came to me in a flash. I mean, why not? Here was this place that would have made the White House look like a weekend cottage. And it's empty. And the guy's in England for a couple of weeks. Why not, I says. Why not?
It's illegal, that's why. Not only that, it's against the law. And not only that, we ain't supposed to do it, that's why not.
Ah, what's the risk? Come on, Red. It's only for a couple of days. Who's gonna know? Tell me that.
Yeah, but, anyway, she can't live in a joint like this. Daisy, you know, without servants. Who's gonna be the servants?
We is.
We is?
We is.
Oh.
Yeah, Michael, too. She can be the maid. Ah, she'd do it for old Daisy. I can be the butler. You can be the footman and chauffeur.
Footman? Listen, I ain't cleaning nobody's boots.
It doesn't mean that, meathead. A footman waits on the table.
So he's a waiter?
Yeah.
And what's a chauffeur? I thought that was something you sat on. Nobody's going to sit on me.
Not sofa, knucklehead. Chauffeur.
What's that, a sofa with a lisp?
It's a driver, dope.
What for do you want a driver in a house? It ain't that big. Anyways, how'd you get the car through the door?
Not inside, outside. You can go and meet the guy at the airport. Now, come on.
Where to?
We're going to tell Daisy we have solved her problems and to get things organized. This geezer's arriving tomorrow. Well, like I thought, Michael was all for it. You know, I often wonder how my broad manages to get such a big heart in such a skinny body. Yeah. Well, we tells Daisy the plan, and she is knocked out. Yeah. She cries a bit, you know, like old dames. And then we starts the organizing. First off, we gotta think of an excuse for all of us to be off work at the same time. That's easy. Food poisoning. It is decided that Myrtle will phone the boss and tell him that the night before, the three of us went to supper at a seafood joint, and we is all sick in bed. That takes care of that. Daisy reckons she has enough dough saved to buy one decent dress, so that is that. And I has to organize a car to hire for the day. I means like you can't pretend that Daisy has her own private cab. And Red, we leave to go to the hire place to go and get the servants' uniforms for the three of us.
Yeah,
I want to hire a maid's dress.
Maybe it ain't none of my business, but it's going to look a bit stupid on you.
It ain't for me.
Just as well, I ain't got your size.
I got the measurements right here. Here you are, 32, 20, 32.
Your son going to a fancy dress ball?
This is for a dame.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. Dames don't come in that sort of size. Young girls, boys, not dames.
Look, don't give me 1,000 words. Just give me the maid's uniform.
Well, I see what I got. Anything else?
Yeah, a butler's outfit.
That I got. All sizes, even yours.
No, that ain't for me either. Here's the measurements, sir.
Uh-huh. Your kid brother, huh?
No, it ain't for my kid brother. It's for my buddy.
What is he, a midget? Hey, say, that reminds me of the gag about the guy who loved children, but he hated the patter of tiny feet around the house. You know why?
No.
On account of his mother-in-law was a midget. You get it?
No.
Never mind. What else?
Well, for me, I want a sofa's uniform. No, that ain't right. What do you call a guy who drives a car?
A driver?
That ain't right.
The chauffeur.
A chauffeur. Yeah. I want one of them in a football outfit.
Football outfit. You mean like a football player?
No, I don't think that's right. This guy's a servant, and it's something to do with feet, but he don't clean shoes.
Servant? You mean a footman?
Yeah, that's it, a footman.
What's funny?
That's pretty good about the mother-in-law being a midget.
Well, finally, Kowalski gets back with the clothes, and me and Michael gets dolled up. Well, though I says it myself, we looks like the real thing. I has arranged a hired car. And when the time comes, Kowalski goes off to the airport to meet Count Lee Grange. Daisy gets herself fitted out in a new dress bought for the occasion. And believe you me, Miss Weston, she could have fooled me. I means like with that sort of background, I would have been the first to believe that she is worth $1 million. Yes, sir.
I'm nervous. So what's your nervous about? Just be yourself. Me and Chuck will be here to give you moral support.
Hey, not so much as a Chuck, remember? Edwards, I seen enough of those movies on the Late Late Show. They always call butlers by their surnames. Edwards.
But suppose the cops come calling.
They won't. And even if they do, I reckon we could fool them, too.
Yeah. Don't worry, Daisy. Everything'll be hunky-dory.
Ah, that'll be them. Now, you go and sit in the drawing room like a lady. Michael, you stand by to bring the drinks and such. Me, I'll answer the door. Well, it was Red the chauffeur with his French guy. And I'll say this. From the start, you can see he's a good Joe. Red goes to the servants' quarters to change. And Daisy does her lady of the man a bit, like she was born to it. This guy is for sure impressed. Yeah. And Michael brings the tea and biscuits like she's been doing it all her life. Which, come to think of it, she has.
That'll be all, thank you, Myrtle.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, but, madame, you have a wonderful plaisir.
Oh, I manage.
I am so sorry that ma petite Rosie was not able to come with me. However, I have the big surprise for you. You see, we had booked 2 return tickets, and we thought perhaps you would like to make the trip to France with me and perhaps spend some time there with us.
Me? Go to France?
But why not? Rosie would love to have it so, and this she did not tell you in her cable, but she's not really ill. It is just that she is, she is enchantée.
Is that bad?
Oh, but no, that is very good. Enchantée is, she is expecting to have the baby.
No.
Yes, that is good, no? Oh,
that is good, yes.
Then you will come.
She'll come. She's just a bit taken back, is all.
You see, your maid will be able to look after the house for you, n'est-ce pas?
Me? Oh, sure, me and Edwards will look after things good.
Well, I don't know. I mean, who's that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Never mind. Edwards or Kowalski will answer the door. can I get you some more tea?
Who's that, you figure?
Who knows?
It's the cops. I know it's the cops. We'll all end up in the pen. We shouldn't have done it. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, you ain't. You were sticking right behind me when I opens that door.
I am?
You am. Come on. Yeah?
What do you mean, yes? Who's crazy, you or me? And what are you doing in my house?
Your house?
Yes, my house.
I think you better come inside.
You're darn right. I'm coming inside. I want an explanation and fast.
See, Kowalski has edged himself behind the door. And as the guy steps inside and closes the door behind him, before he knows what's hit him, Kowalski has. Yeah, right on the noggin. And there's one thing about Red. When he clobbers somebody, they stays clobbered. What you do that for?
What else was there to do? I mean, like, as soon as he saw me, the game was over, Skadovas. This gives us time to think.
Oh, boy, now you drag him in there. I'll go and give Myrtle and Daisy the high sign to get out of here fast.
Idea, standing in the doorway, making like he's got St. Vitus dance.
I had to get you away from the Count. The real owner of the house just turned up.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah. Now, we gotta get Daisy and the Count out of here, but fast.
We gotta do that without giving the game away.
Search me.
Wait a second. I got me an idea. It might work at that. Excuse me calling you away like that, Count, but I wants to give you some advice.
So?
You see, Daisy, that is the madam, well, you know how it is. She'll take days to make up her mind, and then she'll think of half a dozen reasons why she shouldn't go with you to France.
So, what is your plan?
Well, I'll get the chauffeur to bring the car round. Now, tell her you wanted to take you for a drive round the city. Then take her straight out to the airport. I'll pack a few things for her. Get her on board that plane before she knows what's happening. Get me?
You think it would work?
Listen, you Frenchman knows how to handle dames, don't you?
Oh, Mademoiselle Mertel, merci, thank you, I will do it.
Right, I get the things packed and the car out waiting.
And while Michael is waiting on the Count, I am telling Daisy the score.
You mean go right now?
Yeah,
The friend?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't.
Sure you could. It's the only way out of the jam. When the real owner comes round, what then? This way, the French guy thinks the whole thing is his idea. So, like, he'll take you back to France thinking you were stone rich.
I can't.
You want to see Rosie, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Okay, then, this is the way. You got to do it. It's perfect. Why, when you get there, you can even explain the fact that you ain't got no dough with you. I mean, like you didn't know you was going, get me?
Yeah, but...
No, but here he comes now. Do like I say.
Madame, if it is not too much trouble, I would like for you to take me on a little drive around to see your most beautiful city.
Yeah, all right. That's a good idea. Let's go.
Atta girl, Daisy. Give my love to France. And dolls, it waked like a charm. Red drove him to the airport, and there was a plane within the hour. Daisy pretended to be surprised, and the Count felt very pleased with himself, on account of he thought he had waked the whole thing. Me and Michael got out of that house but quick, and left the guy still unconscious, with the keys next to him. And that was the end of that. I mean, like, there wasn't nothing to connect us with the house. And a couple of days later, something happens which makes me feel 100% safe. I am down on the rank with Red.
Taxi, take me to... Say, wait a minute. Aren't you the cabbie that took me out to the airport?
Me? Could be. I take lots of fares out to the airport.
Yeah, then your face is familiar, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe you've ridden in my cab before.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, I want to get to the airport in a hurry.
Okay, hop out, Red. This time I'll take him. Yep. So that was that. He didn't suffer nothing but a bit of a sore head, which we all felt sorry about, but, you know, like they says, you can't make no omelet without breaking the eggs. Oh, I want to tell you, by the way, we got a letter from Daisy. Yeah. You know what? She likes it so much in France, she's going to stay there for good. Yeah. How's about that, huh? Well, so long, guys and girls. Drive safely. And, hey, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.